Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
No sweet dog, Krisui, Ganeed Kabraik, have you? Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we're featuring music by artists from Dufferin Conwy in North Wales. Dufferin Conwy is a river valley that starts from the namesake town, Conwy, on the North Wales coast and extends inland into very rural areas some ways to the south. The largest community is the market town of Clanruce, which is an educational centre for the area, and most Welsh language artists come from Clanruce or Point South that are in Dufferin Conwy. The area has been a center for more alternative music for quite some time, and the area is notable for its psychedelic music, as many of the leading Welsh psychedelic-styled bands originate from the area. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune from McCurf. From the Atalnol Clown Collection, this is A Pleasure.
Thank you.
That was a pleasure from A Curve. A Curve were a post-punk band who were formed by students from a school Dufferin Conwy in 1983. They started off slowly, and as was often the case at this time for more alternative groups, they had difficulty getting their recordings released or getting exposure in Welsh media, and their first single came out on Recording I and Revan, formed by the band of the same name, in 1985. However, by 1987, the band was becoming better known and appreciated, and they released singles on Sign that year. And A Curve ended their recording career on the mainly alternative Angst label. Like several other bands from this period, they seem to have had more recognition and acclaim after they split up than during their existence, as two retrospective compilations were released on different labels, and some of their songs are regularly aired on Radio Cymru to this day. One of the leading psychedelic bands in Wales was Sandsager, who were from the area around Penmacno and who were active from 2010 to 2015. During this time, they released two EPs as well as a few singles on several labels, including the locally based Kai Gwynn label. The group finished after the release of their rolling album Films in 2015, which, unlike their previous work, was predominantly in English. Most of the Sandsager members have gone on to other projects, and we'll have some of these later in the program. From their Penrith album, this is Sandsager with Tyth Duncan Goodhue here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Tyth Duncan Goodhue from Sandsager. Dana Moore is a singer-songwriter who is based in Penmachno, and he was originally a member of the group Gabriel 25, which was active in the early 2000s. While he was still with this group, which split in 2007, he started a solo career, and his first solo album came out in 2005 on signed sub-label Cry. He then started his own label, Recording I Kai Gwyn, which started in 2010, and since then, he's released several solo albums, but the label has also released material by other artists, including Sandsager and their successors. The label has also released some compilations, with their first, Kasklian Kai Gwyn, mainly focusing on their more alternative material, and their Kenevan Kai Gwyn having more of a singer-songwriter vibe. From the Kenevan Kai Gwyn album, this is Dana Moore and Hugh Owen with Cofradiro.
Thank you.
That was Cofrandiro from Dead and More with Hugh Owen. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. Yr Anghyrser is a fairly new group from Clan Vrws who started in 2022 and who are largely comprised of younger musicians with one notable exception. Mark Kendall, who played drums with the Kerf in the 80s and into the early 90s. The band has a mainly mainstream rock sound, and they released their first single in 2023. The band continued to play locally and further afield, and they released their first album, Urgwaitha Pob Dim, in 2025. From this album, this is Anghyrser with the title track. That was Urgwaitha Pob Dim from Yr Anghyrser. After the psychedelic band Sen Sanger split in 2015, several of the members started other projects, and these included some direct successor bands that we'll hear from later in the program. The former members also started and worked on other projects, and two frequent collaborators have been Georgia Moore, ex of Sen Sanger, with Clear Parry, who started with Palenko. They were the main members of the group Oma Loma, and they have also been behind other projects, including the group Cero Cero, which was or is an electronic pop group that featured two female singers who were cousins of the other members. Cero Cero emerged in 2017, and they released their only album to date in 2018. Their most recent single, which is their most interesting work to date, came out in 2022. This is Cero Cero with Qualier Heed here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Qualier Heed from Cero Cero. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Oma Loma, who we just mentioned. Oma Loma was a group formed by Georgia Moore and Lear Parry, and also the producers behind Cero Cero. And they formed This Is Oma Loma in 2016. They released their first single the same year, and they released further singles and EPs over the next 5 years, mainly on the Kai Gwynn label, with a mostly English language coming out independently in 2020. The group had a mainly electronic alternative sound with psychedelic stylings, but after 2021, the members concentrated on other projects. This is Oma Loma with their 2019 single, Dewey Arkin. That was Dewey Arkin from Oma Loma. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Mawirda Radio out of London, Yukavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croes an ó. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Jen Janeiro. This is Dolphin Pink on Melon. ¶¶ That was Dolphin Pigamelon from Jejeniro. Jejeniro was an alternative psychedelic band from Clan Roots who were active from 2005 to 2011. They released their first single, Dolphin Pigamelon, which we just heard in 2006, and this remains their best-known tune. Their first and only full album, Galinii, was released in 2008 on the Spring and Unborn label. And they had a further EP, Swimming Limbs, that came out in 2011 on the E Ka Ching label that was that label's first release. Jejeniro finished after their last EP, but the band's lead singer formed the group Male, which was active from 2019 into 2020. Mark Roberts was one of the leading members of A Kerf, who we heard from at the start of the program. And after that group split in 1991, he went off to form the band Catatonia, which was active from 1991 to 2001. While they started off as a partly Welsh language group, they changed to exclusively English, with one notable exception. After they signed to an English-based record label, and they were popular in England for a period. After Catatonia broke up, Mark Roberts has had a few projects, including a kerf spelled backwards. And since 2018, he's had a solo career, mainly in Welsh, as MR, or Mr. as some people call it. He's released 5 MR albums to date, with the most recent being Mrs. from 2023, but the most impressive was Viral from 2020. From the Viral album, this is Mark Roberts, or MR, with Sisal, here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Saison from MR. Lo-Fi Jones is a band described as indie folk who are currently based in Mahuntleth in Powys, but two of the members are from Bittersecoyd in Dufferin-Conwy. They were formed in 2022 and they won the T. Guerin Battle of the Bands competition at the Eisteddfod in 2023 for the best folk or trad band. The band knew material in English as well as Welsh, and they released their first EP in 2022. They released a second EP in 2024, and in 2025, one of their tracks was included on the Stevic Sparside T. Guerin compilation album. From this album, this is Lo-Fi Jones with Onan.
Dyr o'n engref, dy frichiau'n mystyn am y nef, dy reiddiau'n gadarn dan y prif, drwy ti llif bywyd bythol sydd. I bler i dyr goeden lew, gwythaf gwynt, gwythaf rhew, gwarchodwr cyson wyt erioed, meddyges mwyn ymlydd y coed. Wel mae'r hen gawl, rach ewr i newydd, sydd â'i gwawr o waid amwg a mawredd hyll. Ni wyddant ddim am on a cyll, ni ddon en nawr ond ffitw sydd, lle unwaith safodd un mor gryf. I chysgod mwyn dros glych a'r go, llwy'n ffordd a nhw'n tir na naw. Gysylltiad a chyngen a graidd ein byd fel y falen rhwng danedd y baidd ond wrth iddo frathu o tybed a fydd yr hadau yn disgyn o'r poelydd i'r bryd mae'r tannau yn llosgi o'r gogledd i'r de a rhaid i ni sefyll yn gadar mewn erbyn y llu ond dwys o'r llu bod gweddill yn e ni welyd i'r glas bren ac un deilenwer
That was Onan from Lo-Fi Jones. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. After Sunsinger split in 2015, several new projects were formed by former members, and one of these was Oma Loma, who we heard from earlier. Another post-Sunsinger project was Elastic Band, which was formed by Getha Davis, and they started in 2015. They released their first EP, Torpedo, in 2017 on Cae Gwyn, which was all in Welsh, and included the minor radio hit Jello. The next Elastic Band release was in 2020 with the Divig EP, which was similar to the debut. However, with time, the project moved toward English, as all releases since 2021, notably the 2022 album, were either completely or mainly in English. From the Torpedo EP, this is Elastic Band with Red Egg.
Same old wife.
That was Red Egg from Elastic Band. The Mighty Observer is a project from Garvin Reese, who also performs with the band Melon Melon. The first Mighty Observer EP, OK Cool, which had predominantly Welsh material, came out in 2021 on the Kai Gwyn label, and it features a mainly alternative sound. A second, mainly English EP, Under the Open Sky, was released in 2022, but we haven't had any new material from the project since. From the Under the Open Sky EP, this is the Mighty Observer with Pai Sutli Men Corwell Rehir. Here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Thank you.
That was Pai Shashli Medi Gurwell we hear. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the band Malice from Betuzakoid, who started off in 1996 but took a long break and then we just returned in 2025 with a new album. From the Planet Pattern compilation and also as a single, this is Malice with E. Derschlender Lucas. Melis with E. Derschlender Lucas. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Húvar Mitro.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queen's Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone.